Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Yeah, it's true. I mean, Harry Reid knows it'll probably train wreck, but then he gets single-payer system. Yeah, that is the plan. Another emailer said, yeah, but there are a lot of intellectual, quote-unquote, liberals who really do want to destroy the country. Yeah, but not, they don't do anything so subtly as legislation. That's not the way they work. Jason was dialing around the web during the break and saw some video from the Tampa Bay-Arizona game where a Tampa Bay defender was flagged 15 yards for personal foul or reception on the sidelines, Arizona receiver. They have destroyed football. It was a catch right on the sideline, but he feet inbounds. The defender leads with his shoulder. They're talking about whether he'll be fined or suspended for what I think is a routine play. I understand trying to get rid of leading with the head thing. I get that. That's not what happened here. It's a... You know what? Go back and watch. I told you I have the DVD of old NFL games, the Packers games. The stuff that are just routine hits that today... See, at high speed, it looks like he hits him in the face. He doesn't. It does kind of look that way at high speed. But he doesn't. It's a perfectly clean hit. Here's the thing. I can see this mistake being made in real time. If the NFL punishes him, then they have destroyed football. Then it's done. He leaves now. Okay, it looks like that. Do the helmets knock? Hang on a second. No, he goes to the side and appears to try to. I don't know what else a defender could do. Speaking of football, I have to say a couple of things about this. I did not see Peyton Manning play. I do know that he just absolutely dissected the defense in the game yesterday. They played Philadelphia, right? Yeah. They destroyed Philadelphia 50-something to 20-something. Peyton Manning's projected numbers. He's played one quarter of the season. If he plays the next three quarters the way he played this quarter, he will complete 468 passes on 624 attempts for 5,880 yards, 75% completion. Do you know what his career completion is? Right now, he's completing 75% of his passes. What do you think his career is, Jason? Take a shot. No. Higher than 55%. Higher than that. 65.4. He's at 75%. At this rate, he would throw 64 touchdowns. He has no interceptions. Now, that's going to change. Yeah, he's not going to. Can you imagine him going through the NFL season? He is not only having his best season of his life. He's having, I think, the best season in NFL history. There was talk of Aaron Rodgers possibly MVP. Forget about it. Unless something dramatic happens here. We thought it was something when he came back from that injury in the fashion that he did last year. He just keeps getting better and better. Wes Welker and he look like they have been playing together for 10 years. And not Tom Brady and Wes Welker. It's just, it's nuts. In fact, and listen to this. I said 75%. In game one, he completed 64%. In game two, 69%. Game three, 86%. Game four, 82%. He's just getting better. As he gets into mid-season form. Oh, my gosh. They are scary, scary good. Now, the Packers look that way, too, in 2011. But I think the Broncos' defense is better. And I think the best teams are in the AFC right now. Not best, but most popular. The Wall Street Journal did something interesting. The Vikings and the Steelers played in London. Two bad teams. Somebody had to win. The Vikings won. By the way, the Lions beat the Bears. Reggie Bush had 160 total yards. Look out. I think they're going to win in Lambeau, but boy, look out. I will be at that game Sunday. Jason, you will be there because you work the locker room and you'll be in the press box. But that's going to be interesting. Prediction, a listener says, the NFL will be two-hand touched by the year 2020. There was a day I would have laughed at that. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal did something. As long as the Steelers and Vikings were there, they looked around the stadium. It was at Wembley Stadium. Looked around to see what some of the other jerseys were. They found 477 jerseys that were not either Steelers or Vikings. Okay? And they broke down how they went. This is interesting. The number one other team, other than the two that were playing, jerseys they found, the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots, the number one in England. Well, that's kind of interesting. I know it's been 240-some years or nearly, but yeah, I know. Number two, the Green Bay Packers. Number three, okay, so if you had to guess number three, Jason, I did not tell you number three before the show. Who would you think? And here's the thing you don't know. Are these expatriated Americans living over there? Are they American tourists? So hard to tell. Cowboys. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Cowboys are number seven. Patriots number one with 64 total jerseys. Packers number two with 43 total jerseys. The Dolphins number four. I never would have guessed that. I'll tell you what, I'll do the rest here for you. Number one, Patriots. Number two, Packers. Number four, Dolphins. Redskins, Bears, Cowboys, 49ers, Colts, Buccaneers of all teams. Number three, with 32% of the 477 jerseys. Oh, wrong New York team, Jason. The Giants. The football Giants. Number three, as for individual jerseys, quarterbacks rule the roost. Tom Brady, number one, followed by a tie between Eli Manning and Aaron Rodgers. You would never guess who the only non-quarterback was to crack the top five. Rob Gronkowski of the Patriots. Patriots, interesting representation there. But the Packers, number two, I actually emailed that to Aaron Popke of the Packers. He said he wasn't all that surprised that they get international inquiries as to when the games are going to be played and all of that. So he really wasn't surprised. Oh, a couple of other Obamacare thoughts before we move on to other things. Wall Street Journal has a piece today pointing out there are two people who have stayed far away. Far, far away from the Obamacare debate. Now, one is obvious. Barack Obama. Mr. Keep His Jersey Clean is at it again, and he's just staying away and saying no, niet, to everything. You can negotiate with Russians and Iranians, but not so much with Congress. Who else has been notable by his absence in this debate? What's the expression? Not obvious by your absence. Conspicuous. Conspicuously absent. Who has been conspicuously absent in the defund Obamacare shutdown debate? Al Sharpton. Are you joking? That was a joke. Okay, you scared me there for a moment. Well, you're probably wrong about that because he's probably blabbing about it on MSNBC. He's got a show. So you're probably wrong. Elected official. Well done, Grasshopper. You got it on the second try. First try. Fine. Don't you count that L. Sharpton thing now. You can't be holding the... All right, fair enough. You got it right on the first try, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has stayed almost entirely out of this debate. As the Wall Street Journal puts it, Both measures, Obama and Ryan, taking a back seat. The White House has dismissed the GOP condition that the health law be rolled back, arguing that it has already been litigated and debated over the course of elections and court cases. Here's what I can't decide about this, that Ryan has stayed away from this. Now, there's a growing belief among people closer to the Beltway than I am that he actually does want to run for president. I have said consistently, I don't think so. He has never wanted to run for president. He did not want to run for vice president. When duty called, he answered. I don't think he wants to run for president. Now, staying away from this nasty debate might make you think that, oh, maybe he really does want to run for president. However, I have said I believe his dream is to be Speaker of the House. Here's what I can't decide. Does staying away from this mean he's more interested in running for president or more interested in succeeding John Boehner as Speaker? I think it tends to serve both agendas, quite frankly, because a lot of people do believe that how Boehner handles this or mishandles this is going to determine whether or not he's Speaker, continues as Speaker, even if they retain control of the House after the 2014 elections. I don't want to read too much into the tea leaves. I don't really know what it means. I still think he wants to be Speaker. That's what I believe. All right, I want to get to something that has absolutely nothing to do with Washington, D.C. and everything to do with Wisconsin. In 3 minutes, it's 10:47.
And another news. The Jerry Bader Show.